Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Max Marine, the CEO of Grateful Labs, a company dedicated to delivering live group gratitude experiences that improve well-being at scale. He's also the co-founder of the Grateful Giraffes, a global NFT community of conscious leaders united by a mission to serve the common good. And Mr. Marine, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, yes, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Well, we're certainly honored to have you as well and looking forward to hearing all the details here on Grateful Labs and Grateful Giraffes. So who are the Grateful Giraffes and why did you start this movement? Let's start things off with that today.
Sure. So, I grew up in the States, and while in college, I discovered this practice of gratitude journaling. And, you know, it's very simple, right? We write a few things each day and it kind of makes us a little bit more aware, a little bit more conscious of life's blessings that often, you know, go overlooked in the day-to-day cacophony. And over time, I started to bring this journaling concept into social circles. So whether it was asking, you know, my friends around the dinner table, what are you guys grateful for? Or even going up to strangers on the subway with a little notebook and asking them, you know, do you want to write something you're grateful for? I started to notice that gratitude is a wellness practice that is social. It's not just something you do alone, like meditation, for example, but it's something that really connects the human spirit. And I think most of us can agree that we're all craving this genuine human connection. And technology and COVID and sort of all the modern conveniences and challenges have made it even harder to connect on the human level. So a few months back, I was in a VC career. You know, I had many offers over the years, led me to ask the question, how can I take the simple practice, right, of gratitude, of just becoming a little bit more aware of the good and make it more accessible and digital and enjoyable and social for the planet? Well, that's a big ambition, but I decided to start small. And I decided to start something called Grateful Giraffes. And the idea behind Grateful Giraffes is that, you know, through this new Web3 that's emerging and some of the technology that it offers, you're actually able to attract a global community of certain types of people who are attracted to a specific principle or message and bring them together to serve the common good. And so over the last few months, I've actually been building this community with some amazing people and some amazing advisors. And, you know, we're uniting through the internet, through virtual experiences, as well as real life experiences to make gratitude go mainstream and a more, common part of our everyday life.
Well, this is absolutely phenomenal and really appreciate your sharing some of the background and backstory with us. Now, tell us why Web 3.0 and NFT community. Talk to us about that.
Right. So the whole idea behind Web 3 is that, it's open source. It kind of, while there are some barriers to entry in the technology, it's actually lowering the barrier to entry to really anyone with an internet connection who wants to participate in sort of a next generation community. And the interesting thing about, you know, Web3 is that it's unleashed this new platform or technology, which is called an NFT, a non-fungible token. And these non-fungible tokens, they live on these public databases called blockchains, and they allow you to see who owns what. And that actually has unlocked this incredible wave of creativity and community that previously was just impossible. And what's happened in the last year is that digital avatars, these digital graphic avatars, have not only been bought up by these internet collectives, but because there's a token associated with this digital avatar, they can actually double as tickets or memberships to specific experiences and specific events. So it's a really interesting way to build a decentralized community around some sort of shared principle that previously, you know, with Web 2 was impossible, right? Now we can have thousands of people across the world buying into a token-gated experience where they know that the people who are entering this experience all share something in common. And in our case, that something in common is the belief that gratitude can really change the world, right? So buying a grateful giraffe isn't just about, you know, seeing a cute giraffe show up in your digital wallet. It's about then being able to access other experiences with the Grateful Giraffes community, whether it's an evening of gratitude in someone's house, whether it's a party where, you know, Grateful Giraffes gather in real life, or whether it's a virtual gratitude experience where we actually had our first virtual gratitude experience for giraffe holders only last week, led by USA Today's gratitude guru, Chris Shembra. And so kind of using the power of this technology, you're able to bring people together from all places. Like we have, you know, a comedian in Germany. We have a mother in Northern Israel. We have an artist in Mexico. We have, you know, a wellness professional in the UK. They're all coming together through Grateful Giraffe NFTs, which are only, you know, made possible through this collection of technologies that we call Web3. So hopefully that gives you a sense of kind of, you know, how it's been able to unlock this movement at a faster rate.
Yes, for sure on that, and some good detail and information right there. Now, tell us, what have you done so far in regards to the NFT community using Web 3.0? Get into some of those details.
For sure. So, you know, one of the things we did, you know, very early on was say, you know, we're not going to wait until the NFTs are launched or the art is, you know, completed before starting to offer value. So over the last 6 months, we've hosted 50 virtual gratitude experiences on Zoom, on Discord, where we've brought not just, you know, myself and the rest of the team to deliver, you know, these guided meditations and interactive breakout rooms. We've brought over 15 other wellness professionals. Some of these are speakers at the Fortune 500. Some of these are yoga teachers and breathwork, you know, breathwork teachers. And they've actually come and given guided experiences, guided gratitude experiences to our community. And again, you know, we saw the virtual as an important component, but we see the physical as another very important component as well. So we said, let's actually, you know, bring gratitude in the real world to, you know, the city in which we're living at the time, Tel Aviv. And so we got permission from the city to actually build a gratitude wall in the center of the city. And for 2 weeks, we had 12 different events from yoga to meditation to dance to live performances with a simple question written on the wall: what are you grateful for? And over the course of those 2 weeks, we had 2,000 people come and write. We had tens of thousands of people come and read. And we just saw this incredible positive impact that happened on the city over those 2 weeks. We got so inspired that we said, well, how can we bring this to the US, where I'm originally from? And I may have forgotten to mention, I've been living in Israel, in Tel Aviv, the last 7.5 years. I said, what if we could build a mobile gratitude wall and drive it across the US, bringing gratitude to the different communities all across the states? And then we said, well, instead of building a mobile gratitude wall, what if it was an RV that we just converted into a wall with markers? So we did it. We drove an RV. We got it covered in giraffes. It said, again, what are you grateful for? We drove it 7,500 miles in 7 weeks from Brooklyn to Miami to LA and back. We got thousands of people to ride on the bus and even more to just witness, you know, this positive light driving through the country. And now we're actually, you know, finishing up with the artwork and starting to provide more physical experiences, whether they're dinners, parties, or, you know, these virtual gratitude workshops, of which we have an amazing lineup coming over the next few months, where anyone holding one of these NFT tokens, one of these Grateful Giraffe tokens, will be able to join free of charge and connect with other conscious leaders from all over the world.
Well, you certainly have taken innovation and creativity to another level today. We're joined by Mr. Max Marine, the CEO of Grateful Labs, a company dedicated to delivering live group gratitude experiences that improve well-being at scale. He's also the co-founder of the Grateful Giraffes, a global NFT community of conscious leaders united by a mission to serve the common good. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, looking ahead, what is on your roadmap? Anything that we should be aware of?
You know, one initiative we're working on is called the House of Gratitude. This is taking, the virtual gratitude experience and scaling it, making it accessible to anyone, anywhere, anytime for a monthly subscription fee. You can think of it as like Calmer Headspace, but for live group gratitude experiences. So that's something we're excited about. We're also in the works is something called the Grateful DAO, a nonprofit foundation whose charter it is to make the world a more grateful place. And those, that foundation will be funded in part by Grateful Labs, but also by other, philanthropists around the world who believe in the mission of the Grateful DAO. So that's exciting. And we're also planning our first wellness retreat here in Israel, which will be followed by a wellness retreat in Kenya. And again, this will bring together the Grateful Giraffes community for a much deeper, more impactful, meaningful experience with people in real life, which is, I think, the thing we're missing the most right now are these physical experiences. We're spending all this time on the screen, behind the screen, in front of the screen. So bringing people back into nature to really ground and transform and connect, we think is a really important part of our mission as well.
Excellent. In those regards, good stuff. Now, here's a curiosity and a question. I'm sure the audience also would like to know a little on this. What's your business model? Talk to us about that.
Totally. So, on the consumer front, the Grateful DAO as a nonprofit obviously, is not a traditional business model. However, using Web3, there's an element of tokens of gratitude, which will, over time become, sort of released and incentivize people to do work for the DAO. So that's not really a traditional business model. It's more of a nonprofit tokenized business model. But on the Grateful Labs front, we see a really interesting opportunity for a B2B offering led by, one of our advisors, Chris, who's basically perfected this format with the Fortune 500. We see a huge unmet need in the business environment for more gratitude. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the statistics, but 79% of employees who leave their jobs cite lack of appreciation as the number one reason they leave. So we see a huge need for more gratitude in corporate culture, and we're on a mission to solve that problem. And that's, a very clear business model, right? Charging for each experience we deliver to the enterprise. So that's how I would kind of break things down.
A fine explanation on that, and we really appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Grateful Labs and Grateful Giraffes. How can listeners join the movement and the community? Where can they get all the details?
So yeah, you can come to our website, gratefulgiraffes.com. We also have a very active Instagram at Grateful Giraffes. And on Twitter, we're at The Grateful DAO. So any three of those places, feel free to come, check us out, and feel free to send us a message. We'll be happy to tell you more.
And you can't beat that, and we'll leave that link and other appropriate links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Marine, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Max Marine, the CEO of Grateful Labs, a company dedicated to delivering live group gratitude experiences that improve well-being at scale. He's also the co-founder of the Grateful Giraffes, a global NFT community of conscious leaders united by a mission to serve the common good. And for all the details, simply visit gratefulgiraffes.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.